Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hog puke, dog dung, and navy snot. On this podcast, we swear like pirates.
Welcome to the Reading Circle Temple. I'm Molly.
I'm Indy.
I'm Brittany.
And I'm Goodwin.
And today we're reading chapter 15 of Melting Stones.
So grab a cup of coffee.
Or tea.
Or your drink of choice.
And let's eat ash cakes and drink molten stone.
Delicious. Chapter 15 opens with villagers insisting that this whole volcano thing is bullshit and Murtide yelling at them until the villagers are like, okay, this is all a ruse, right? I won't throw a fit if you cut me in on the deal. Treak and Miriam hide from Nori in Evie's room. Evie and Miriam bond over rocks until Treak breaks one of Evie's favorites and she throws them out. The dormant volcano spirits start looking for Flare and Carnelian, and Tahar tries to talk sense into everyone. Part one of our three-step reading process is reading like a novice. This is where we talk about what we like and dislike about the chapter.
I like the part when Oswin comes up to the argument that's going on and he's just like, oh, did you feel the earthquake? He sounded friendly, as if the lady that he was talking to offered him cake instead of a bashing with a ladle. Like, oh, everything seems fine and cool here. We're just conversating. You're not trying to beat me with something. It's fine. It's totally fine. I think sometimes Oswin is a little oblivious. He thinks too much and he's like, yeah, this thing is okay. Isn't aware of the situation going on around him.
And see, I took it the opposite way. I took it as he was trying to defuse the situation.
Yeah, he was very calm about it, but to not make things worse. It's already stressful as is.
I mean, that makes sense too. My next one is the sentence, send one of them to rouse Azazi and her husbands. She has more than one husband, unless it's a typo.
Reverse harem.
That was really cool.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I wrote that down too.
You always hear about how men have multiple wives or whatever, and it's never women that have the multiple husbands. And I thought that was really cool. And that's all I had.
I actually don't have a lot either. Miriam has good attention to detail because she like takes Evie's rocks out, and Evie's like, no, no, don't touch those. And she puts them all back exactly where they go. Oh, I wrote next to this real Lilo energy.
So. Yes.
And then on page 208, Evie says, I couldn't stand that look in Miriam's eyes. She looked like a kitten climbing out of a stream. She compares her to a kitten.
Sad. Pathetic.
So sad.
Bad.
And then, of course, she upsets Miriam and she tells Rose Thorne that she will set it right later. Kind of like Briar said that he would set things right with Jagoras later. I just feel this needs to be pointed out. And those are all mine.
I also don't have that many, so.
Go for it.
Muirtide losing his shit and just be like making the men sink down into mud. Just beautiful.
What a nice nonviolent resolution to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope your volcano spirits eat you. I hope you get lost under Mount Grace. It would be better than being surrounded by people like you. God, that's a fucking mood.
I knew that was exactly where you were headed with that. What were you going to say, Goodwin?
That's just Evie this whole chapter. Like, everyone is just...
It is just done with everyone and everything, and god damn, I feel that in my heart of hearts. Hey babe, this is a bad time to frown at me. The primary is like practically the last four chapters. Perhaps has never got fields plowed or woods chopped, you brainless nit. Will you wait for earthquakes to pull your house down or the volcano to burn it? We're leaving. The rock may be great among his kind. But he himself admits there's a chance that the spirits will escape the trap. Jayet, stop oogling. Move this collection of splinters. Should we send word that we're leaving? Let them stay and loot until the volcano cooks them. And then, of course, the curse of may they eat ash cakes and drink molten stone. As far as I was concerned, Dubin and Karov had called Rose Thorne a thief. That settled it for me. I hope Tahat's curse took. Yeah, there was no word after that.
That was hardcore.
Yeah.
Can we just take a minute to appreciate Tahar? I also noticed, I had two other notes in a like different place, but I noticed that she calls Nori Noria.
Uh-huh.
So she, like Luvo, uses full names.
Yep.
At least some of the time, because she doesn't call Jayet Jayetine.
And Jayet, stop oogling.
All right, good one.
Can I just talk about the potential destructive power of a superheated rock and what that would do to a person? Not to mention if the rock was wet, because then Evie could like control the rock, heat it up to a certain point, and like while it's in the air, fling it at someone. To where it explodes, and arguably the most like destructive thing since like an explosive, just the idea of these superheated rocks flying at someone as a weapon, it's bad. It's real bad. I think it's really cool. I'm glad she didn't have to use it, but goddamn if that isn't like a scary weapon in her arsenal, just a superheated rock flung at you. No, it's bad. It's real bad. Don't fuck with Evie. She will fuck you up. I like when Luvo says, you show your ignorance, young meat creature, when Treak is talking about who cares about stupid old rocks.
Rocks are boring, blah.
They don't know nothing. Just sitting there. Rose Thorne, there is knowledge of archaeology in this. She can tell the prints of animals in the rocks. It's like when you open up and see a fossil and something like this. We know this is like a magical world. Clearly, because it's a fantasy book. But I love the sprinkles of like real, actual scientific like stuff being in here as well.
Yeah.
It's what makes me like these books, and it makes it feel grounded too, which I really enjoy. I really, really hated the part where Treak just fucking grabs the kyanite and just like, oh, let me see it, and then just fucking breaks it like instantly. The lack of respect. I get it's a kid, but like she literally just said, no, I'll hold it. It's really fragile. No touchy. And then he's just, ooh, give. Crush. Broke.
Yeah.
And then he's got the gall of a child to be like, Rocks suck. You suck. Hope you die in a volcano. That was rough. I did not like it, but made me feel bad.
Damn kids.
I don't know. I think we need to hurry up on the throw the kids in the volcano part. I think we need to accelerate. I'm a child in a volcano acceleration or accelerationist? Accelerationist.
We Good need one to throw wants them in the treats volcano to be first.
Now. Yes, speak first. Now.
Listen, the volcano is doing a lot of damage and, like, you know, sort of earthquakes, but this kid just be breaking everything all the time. I don't know.
First Maybe the just, furniture, now the rocks.
Just throw them in. Just throw them in. It's fine. we already talked about the perhapses. Never got fields plowed or woods chopped. Love that. And then right at the end, where Dahar couldn't, it wouldn't happen to nicer people. The fucking people trying to blackmail or steal stuff from the people left on the island, like Dubin and Karov and their crew. Like, let them die, I guess. Like,
I guess. I mean, they threatened you and tried to steal your stuff, but do they really deserve to die?
Yes.
Okay.
Kill. Kill.
If their own ignorance is what gets them killed, guess
I
what?
I mean, you could warn them one more time. Like, if they decide to stay, fine, good riddance, bye. But they're like, oh, well, they're still out there. Should we go warn them? Nah, they deserve it. Let them die. Like, I think that's a little harsh.
I think this is where we get back into Pierce's not writing desserts so much as consequences. Because personally, I feel like Amory didn't get what he deserved. I didn't think he deserved to die, but those were the consequences of his actions.
Yeah.
I feel like she handles that really well of people do shit and like they might die even if they don't deserve it because those are the consequences of their actions.
They had time to warn him at least one more time. If they decide to stay, whatever, fine, but you can warn him again.
I am going to get more into this later.
Okay.
But they deserve to die. Fiery, painful deaths.
They made a choice. That's what I stand by. They made a choice. How can you trust somebody who is immediately going to be like, oh, y'all are a bunch of thieves, but if you cut us in on the deal, then we won't say anything about it. Like,
I don't need to trust them. I just need to save their lives. Like, I don't know. I think it's a little harsh to be like, I hope that your curse comes to light because they fucking suck. Yeah, they fucking suck, but I don't think they deserve to die.
I'm not saying that they deserve it. I'm just saying they made a choice. Choice has consequences.
You have the choice to try to warn them one more time, whether they heed your warning. Who's to say? But you could at least try one more time. Like, yeah, these people suck, but I don't know. I feel like they should have been warned at least one more time. Like, hey, guys, we're heading out. Y'all are welcome to come if you want to. If you want to loot, fine, whatever. That's on you. But we're leaving.
I think I have two comments specifically about Brittany's reaction. One is, I think you have grown and changed a lot over the last 3 years of reading the Circle of Magic series.
So true. That is
because
so
I feel
true.
Like 3 years ago, you would have been like, fuck them.
Yeah, probably.
Second is, your reaction to me is very Jewish.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just like, nope, let's do it one more time.
Like, I mean, they haven't left yet. I could understand if they're like miles and miles and miles away, but they're still right there. Like, hey, we're leaving. So last chance, last call. Come on, either stay or go. But we're going. So we're not going to loot because we will not be here. So.
Okay, I've changed my magic. My magic is I want to be more like Brittany when I grow up.
I feel like I've become more bitter and hateful after these 3 years. I want them to perish.
That's what happens when you get chained to a desk, I guess. Maybe we should have done that.
Absolutely.
Maybe you guys will learn an important lesson about treating others fairly. and judging others not by the color of their skin, but by the contents of their character.
So if you've grown more bitter and more hateful, I think we should leave you chained to the desk so you don't.
That's really wrong and evil, and you shouldn't do that. That's the point. You're supposed to be better than
you,
me.
You made your choices. You get to stay
chained. I chose to be chained to this desk.
You chose to be hateful and grow bitter. So that was your choice to make. I'm leaving you chained there. Sorry.
Okay. I don't know if this is actually a historical thing that happened or something that happened in like a piece of media that I read or watched, but like that's a plot line or an event in something where like people were unfairly jailed for way unreasonable amounts of time. And then they were like, no, we're just going to leave them there because if we let them out now, then they'll become
seek revenge. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems, too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and, of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Part two of our three-step reading process is reading like a dedicate. This is where we look for a theme or a message in the chapter. What theme or message did you find? Can you tell that I have been attending teacher lectures for 10 hours?
Your brain is mush. You're like, ugh.
The theme that I found is that help people as much as you can, but don't go down with the ship. I see Evie and Murtide and Rosethorn trying to help these people get off this island before it explodes. But if there are people that are willing to loot instead of pack their shit up, if they're not there when you guys are leaving and it blows it up, oh no, the consequences to your own actions.
My theme is a cheat. Because it is the title of this chapter, which is arguments, because there's a bunch of arguments in this chapter. Everyone's arguing with each other. And so that is my theme, is arguments.
That is true.
Mine was also arguments, though I feel that it could also be phrased as meat creatures.
Yes. Meat creatures being meat creatures doing meat creature things.
Exactly. Murtide and the villagers, Tahar and the villagers, Evie and Shriek, Evie and Miriam, the villagers bribing Murtide. And I wrote, the villager bribing the mages and the fact that Murtide brought this on himself in a way by being a jerk. Because to be fair, he was an asshole when they first got here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he is actually trying to save people's lives right now. But when they got there, he was kind of like, where is my feather bed and my golden chariot to bring me to the hotel?
Yeah.
Mine's truth and falsehoods. Like, we as readers know the truth that they're trying to help. And you, yet you have people who are like, nah, you're doing this for your own selfish gain. So there's, we can also see it in the moment in which Evie has that kind of PTSD reaction of the truth of the situation is Treak broke a rock. And the falsehood of the situation is that she is still in the war.
Part three of our three-step reading process is reading like a mage. This is where we use the text to craft magic in our own lives. What magic were you able to craft out of this chapter?
My personal magic is to apologize when you've done wrong. Clearly, Evie needs to take a little bit of time before she can apologize to Treak for, you know, he did break a rock, but it wasn't just a rock, even though it meant a lot to her. I don't think he meant to do it. He's mad, she's mad, they're mad. When stuff like that happens, you need to apologize. What I've always been told is, you know, don't go to sleep upset if you've had an argument. If you need to take some time before you apologize or, you know, kind of talk it through again if you need to, do so. Don't let it take too long. Get to a level-headed place before you continue. An alternative personal magic is don't let kids touch nice shit.
Mine is the same as Goodwin's.
Don't let kids touch your personal shit?
Yeah, that, no, the other one.
Because I figured that was in, that's what Indies was going to be.
Yeah, no, mine is the same as Goodwin's. Don't let things just pass. Rose Thorn tells Evie, don't wait too long to set things right with Miriam. Sometimes we say things that we don't mean in the heat of an argument. If we just let the arguments stay like that, where we just say the hurtful things and then don't ever apologize for it, then it builds resentment. So you gotta clear the air. And like Goodwin said, don't go to bed angry.
I wrote, I'm just being a meat creature. Meat creatures doing meat creature stuff. This is both in Evie's recognizing her own pettiness and putting out clothes for Murtide. It's getting past pettiness, recognizing when you are being a meat creature. It doesn't make you bad. You're a meat creature and that's okay, but you also need to recognize it.
Yep.
When I say you, I mean me.
All of us.
You show your ignorance. There's a lot of things I don't know about, and there's a lot of things I find really stupid, and a lot of times those overlap a lot. Everybody has their own prejudice and their own, like, idea of things, be that towards, like, people or projects or, like, subjects or whatever. I'm a plant nerd. This is not news. And like, I try, and like, when people say something wrong, I'm like, ah, hold on, actually this is what you're supposed to do, this is how you fix that problem. And I find I'm much more like calm and forgiving of people who don't understand. However, I am so gung-ho about, oh my god, this music is terrible, I hate this whole band, it's awful, it doesn't make sense. Cough, cough, Kesha in the early aughts. I did not, we're going to go with that one specifically, I did not like Kesha at all.
Same.
If
you know anything about Allison, is that she is a hardcore Kesha stan. Yeah. I did not like the early stuff either.
I did not.
Who's Kesha?
I'm
not feeding in on this.
This is just me putting it out there that I know very little about pop music. I know the name Kesha, but I probably wouldn't like hear a song and be like, ah, Kesha.
Anyway, I did not like early Kesha stuff. I thought it was very vapid, very self-centered, raunchy for the sake of being raunchy. And then at a certain point, I turned and I went, oh my God, this is exactly what the guys do. The guys get praised for this kind of shit. She's just been made into, this demonized version for doing exactly what every other male artist in the industry does. And then I went, you know what? Fuck it. I love Kesha. it was quite literally that. I was listening to the album that has like Cannibal on it. That album, it's,
I
like
believe
this.
That is the album Cannibal.
Is it? Anyway, yes. It's like the second album. And yes, I was listening to it like in my early 20s, and I was like, oh my God, everything clicks, everything makes sense. I love this. If you are ignorant about a situation, at least try and be open-minded about it. Don't just double down. I could say a lot more political things here, but we're going to go with Kesha because Kesha is amazing and somewhat innocuous in comparison to what I could go off on tangents on.
Politics.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that today.
Chapter 16 is titled Mage Stuff. Do you guys want to pretend to make a guess at what chapter 16 is about?
I think it's about mages doing nothing.
I'm going to guess that I know in, like, was it Dodge's book where she stuffs the fire into the ground? They're going to stuff some mage stuff into the ground so they stop a volcano.
So it's the act of stuffing. The mages are stuff.
Yes. Stuffing mage stuff into the volcano. Unless they're able to, like, liquefy the children and then they're using their mage stuff.
Pure children essence into the volcano.
Yes. They made it in Briar's book, so they made children essence. So use these children to make children essence, and it's mage stuff. They're stuffing the children into the volcano. That's my guess.
I'm just trying to make an Oreo joke.
Double stuffed.
Mage stuffed Oreos. Volcano flavored.
I'd buy it. Sounds delicious.
Ash cake Oreos, double stuffed with mage.
Yes!
We like to end our episodes with an excerpt from the following chapter. So this is an excerpt from chapter 16 of Melting Stones. The shake and the spirit screaming seemed to go on forever. I held down the rocks on the slope until I thought I would melt. I was so full of heat and power, I wanted to rip the earth in two and bare its heart. I wanted to shake the world to pieces. The earthquake eased and stopped. The volcano spirits traveled out of the chamber to the north, leaving the big chamber half full. They sensed that Carnelian and Flair were someplace close. And now I understood their need. Luvo and I would never be able to hide Carnelian and Flair from the other volcano spirits forever. Those two volcano kids had it all wrong. They'd understood only part of the story. I pulled myself back to my body. Once more, I brought a lot of power with me, and I needed it to keep the unstable rock from burying the refugees. For the second time, my magical body was too big for my real one. I swore in my home language of Xianzu and dragged myself in here, tucked myself in there. Finally, I jammed myself back into my skin. I came around to discover I was drenched. Murtide stood beside me in the river. He put his arm around my chest so he could hold my head above water. Uh-oh, my voice came out as a croak. I guess I fell down. He raised his eyebrows. Most of you did. Your feet and legs were stiff as stone. I sighed. Thanks for keeping me from drowning. I looked at his face. Fusspot actually showed whisker stubble when he'd shaved every day. There were black circles under his eyes. You should create a spell so your whiskers come off in water. Think how much time you'd save. You'd make a fortune peddling it to people. Even ladies would want it so they'd never have to get their bodies plucked again. Shaving or plucking is the last thing on my mind, Murtide said dryly. Will you tell me what was on yours? You nearly drowned. I couldn't carry you out. You felt like you weighed several tons. Oh, right. I released the magics that settled my feet and stood on my own. I borrowed the stone's weight so the shake wouldn't knock me down. It never dawned on me I'd have to be stiff all over. Why didn't you wade to the bank to do whatever you had to? Asked Murtide. I blinked at him. Heat came to my cheeks. Not magic heat. I just felt like a real village fool. I didn't think of it. I just wanted to lock down that scree upside the road quick before the next tremor stuck. Ah. He said it like he would have gotten to dry land first. Probably he would have too. Then the exercise is valuable if you've learned from it.
Reading Circle Temple is produced by us, Molly,
Brittany,
Indy,
and Goodwin.
If you like the show, tell your friends about us.
If you don't like the show, tell your enemies.
You can also help people find us by leaving a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
Find all our episodes at our new home on Acast, shows.acast.com/readingcircletemple.
Shake at us. We'd love to hear from you.
Send us an email at templeofreadingcircle@gmail.com.
You can also follow Reading Circle Temple on Instagram, Tumblr, and Facebook. And you can join our Reading Circle Temple Facebook group.
To find us on Twitter, tweet at Reading Temple.
A special thanks to Yellow is for Happy for our artwork. You can find more of their art by following Yellow is for Happy Draws on Tumblr and Shannon Ann Draws on Instagram.
Another special thanks to Brittany's brother, Thomas Dick, for our theme music. You can find more of his music by following Thomas Dick on SoundCloud.
Thanks to Tamara Pierce for writing The Circle of Magic, and thanks to you for listening.
Let's all have coffee next week.
Let the record show we don't actually chain Goodwin to his desk.
It's bad. I'm very much chained to this desk actively right now.
We don't see you every Saturday where you cook for us.
They force me to cook for them every Saturday. They only let me go one day a week and then I have to cook for them. It's awful here. I hate it.
Which he cooks for us, but he's never tried to poison us or anything. You'd think he'd try to like get revenge, but he never does.
Got a reputation, Brittany.
I think he likes being chained up. I mean,
whoa,
you know, some people do.
Whoa. All right, moving on.
Maybe his fiance is getting something out of it, you know.
I mean, maybe.
I also like the part. No, that's it. It's okay.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.